We can do Rav Yitzchak for a long time.
But, okay, I don't know. One second. I don't know. You remember well because you like stories, but I don't remember.
Yeah. So it was Erev Rosh Chodesh. It was the month that changed them from sorrow to joy, from mourning to a holiday, when Rav Yitzchak and Rav Chaim were released from jail. To the happiness and to the joy of their families and all their friends and all the blessed of the Hasidim. And when they went out, and he gave them even tickets to go on the train, the person that let them go. And Rabbi Yochaim also, we spoke about Rabbi Yitzchak, Rabbi Yochaim Razin, he also wrote about it. And let's see what he wrote. So at the time that he gave us back our passports, I heard from his pakid, his clerk, which was a goy, telling the other guy, some other one there, it's against the law to give them the passports at the time that we have to. There is a judgment upon us. But he said, I don't know. The manager said to do this. You know people in Kiev? No, we don't know. Fine. We just want to go outside. Just want to go out. And he gave us 6 rubles. And he told us that I want you to go to the Vagzal, to the train station. There's a hotel over there that costs 3 rubles a night. Go to the hotel. I don't want to hold you here. I want to take out the fear from you. Go, leave. Take the money and go. And he told the cops to tell them to go. And we went. And we sent Mivrak. Mivrak is a telegram. Telegram to Uman and to other places that they were sorry, davening for us, and that we were released. Easy to understand, huh? How big was the joy and the blessing of the Hasidim when they heard that they were released, and there was new hope that there will be a renewal of the Judaism again in Uman. When they went out of jail, Rabbi Yochaim went to one of the big tzaddikim. In Kiev, his name was Rav Moshe Kolikov, right? And he helped Breslovers. He liked Breslov, so we went there. And he went there. And Rav Levi Yitzchak went to someone else. His name was the Rav Mikasavarov, the Kasavarov Rav. He lived in Rehov Salamika, and he was doing a lot of Judaism around there. And Rav Levi Yitzchak was hoping to find there his wife, but she wasn't there. She went already home. Ah, okay. Know what happened? No. He hoped that his wife was there. Middle of the night, they were knocking on the door of the Rav, and when it opened, and the Rav Yitzchak was standing there, the family did not know what's going on. What, are they joking? Is it real true? Is it real? They're rubbing their eyes. Could this be? Could this be? The Rav Yitzchak came back to life? It was less than 24 hours after they came to Kiev, in order to sign his it's called this penalty that he will get killed. When my mother saw him, she was shocked. She couldn't believe it. What? It was illegal? Illegal, that? She thought it must be that he ran away. She couldn't believe it. What? You ran away? How could that be? No, it's dangerous. The Levi Yitzchak understood her. He also couldn't believe it. But yeah, he was released. His wife and the family of the Kastavov Rebbe, they didn't know that it's such a great, they made a whole simcha over there. Just to fulfill this chapter, we'll say about this tzaddik of Alev Kaplan from Kastavov, this Rav who helped the Levi Yitzchak to his wife. Said something that happened, which also has to do with Rav Moshe Kolikov, which Rabbi Yochaim wasn't went there. And it goes like this. Rabbi Arya Leib, all his life, was a chain of Mesilus Nefesh and Kiddush Hashem. And that's why he was sent to Uzbekistan, to a city called Kazil Urda. And also he did Kiddush Hashem on his death. How did he die? It was Friday night. It was Yom Kippur, night of Tavshin Daled, 1944. We were able to get a minyan for in Kazil Orda, in the night of Yom Kippur. When they went, and they found, and on the way home from shul, him and Rav Moshe Kolikov, the old man, they were walking off from shul, and they met a group of murderers, which they didn't have any weapons on them, but they beat them up badly. The old man, Rav Moshe Kolikov, passed out, so they thought he died. He lived afterwards another 15 years. But Bar Yalev, they beat him up so badly that at less than 24 hours afterwards, he died. At a time of Tefilas Meila. Anyways, just to go back to where we were. So you can't even describe the joy that happened that was between the Jews of Kiev that Shabbos and all the shuls around there. They were all celebrating the redemption and the release of Rabbi Yochaim and Rabbi Yitzchak, of course, and all the rest of shuls, of course, also. Just to add another detail, the Rabbi Yitzchak will be released was revealed to one of the Avechim in Uman. His name was Rabbi Aaron. He was a Kabbalist, and many times he was able to predict even what will be. And he said a few days before Rabbi Yitzchak was revealed, he said, "Soon Rabbi Yitzchak will be revealed," and he said it will be on Thursday night of Parshas Mishpatim Shkalim. No one took it seriously. His prophecy. Especially that they knew that the situation even worse. They moved to Kiev. Everyone knew what it means to go to jail in Kiev. Right? On Friday, everyone went there and said, "No, Rabbi Aaron, no, you said Rabbi Yitzchak will be released. No, where is he? Don't worry, today Rabbi Yitzchak will be released." And later, before Shabbos, they knew that they found out that he was released. But the joy did not last for long days, because a few days after the Levites came at the Uman, walking in the street, came in front of him the wicked commander of the jail in Uman. He said that he was there for 4 months. He said, "What? You here? You're free? You're walking around? I can't believe it. Your place is in jail. What are you doing here? You can't be a free man. You're a dangerous person." He was very scared of the Levites. And immediately he saw, he was thinking what to do, because he knew they're not going to. So that day, they moved to Tulchin.